This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner.
These are my bunker pants. Put on first. Then you put on your jacket.
Firefighter John Cannon is putting on his protective gear inside Tampa Fire Rescue Station number 1. He's showing reporters how even a tall, burly firefighter, even one who played defensive end for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for 9 seasons, can quickly be dwarfed by 50 pounds of equipment, including the large air pack he's strapping on his back.
But a lot of times the air pack will already be in the engine or the truck.
He might also have to lug the jaws of life or similar 20 to 40 pound tools of the trade, or even carry a 200 pound person away from danger. So Cannon knows that lower back injuries are the leading cause of permanent disability and early retirement among firefighters. So does Tiffany Klein, an occupational health nurse with Tampa Fire Rescue.
If it doesn't result in him having to retire early, it often is a very costly recovery time and puts him off work for a considerable amount of time.
Now, Tampa Fire Rescue, along with the region's two other largest fire departments, Hillsborough County Fire Rescue and St. Petersburg Fire Rescue, are teaming with the University of South Florida on a federally funded study of ways to prevent back injuries. It's the third in a series of studies led by Dr. John Mayer, chair of biomechanical and chiropractic research at USF Health's School of Physical Therapy and Rehabilitation Sciences.
The first study showed that indeed there is a relationship between poor physical fitness, deconditioning, and firefighters that have back pain and back injury. And that led us to develop an exercise intervention that we tested in the previous study with Tampa Fire Rescue.
That intervention begins with stretching to loosen up, followed by work on the variable angle Roman chair. The device looks kind of like a cross between a weightlifting bench and a kneeler you'd see at church. The one set up in the fire station's engine bay is tilted sharply as Captain Jeremy Finney stands on two small platforms, arms crossed against his chest, his upper legs pressed against two thick foam pads. He bends forward at the waist in a 90-degree angle, his head pointed towards the floor. He holds the position while Cannon spots for him.
He'll start the exercise and I will count down, one, two, three, four, up, two, three, four.
Finney repeats the motion a number of times. It's just one in a series of exercises, but as Charity Lane, the project manager for USF Health, points out, it's work that can be done quickly and easily.
The biggest thing for firefighters that we've seen is how much time is it going to take me? You know, am I going to have to go places to do the exercises? So it really works because it really only takes 10 minutes. They do it in their clothing. They don't have to change. And if they get a call in the middle of the exercises, they just leave.
Cannon, who took part in the earlier studies and says the exercise helps his back, likes the brevity of the workout.
It's a commitment, but you'll reap the benefits. A healthy back is a healthy firefighter. And a healthy firefighter is offered an opportunity for a long career.
Armed with a $1.3 million grant from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, USF Health will set up the equipment in just over 20 stations and sign up over 300 firefighters from across the three departments. Mayer, the lead researcher, says he spent about a decade studying firefighters, but thinks the findings in this study will help other professionals as well.
Nurses, very high rate of back injury, police officers, truck drivers, another one we would potentially consider. But this information, if it's effective, will provide useful information to help generalize to those other groups. And there's an awful lot of high-risk groups out there, military, for example.
But for Tampa Fire Rescue Chief Tom Forward, his motivation is to provide help to his fellow firefighters.
So we couldn't be more pleased to partner and collaborate with an institution of such significance like the University of South Florida to get this out, because our entire industry will be positively impacted by this study.
Results of the study are expected in fall 2017. For more information, visit our webpage at WUSFnews.org. You can see a video version of this story on University Beats on WUSF-TV, Sunday at 6:30 p.m. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.